21 metro schools, as well as the district itself, are on the state's list of low performers. The announcement was made today by the Tennessee Department of Education. As WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports, the schools will be eligible for federal funding and additional support.
State officials said they're going to put $10 million into the state's failing schools, and there will also be $20 million available through the federal government. Meanwhile, Metro School Superintendent Sean Joseph stressed the importance of putting more resources into tailoring instruction to student needs. He also called for more community involvement. The designation was based on 3 years of data, but last school year's TN Ready scores were not considered. That's because of a state law passed in the wake of technical issues with the test. On the other hand, 22 Metro Nashville schools were designated as reward schools. State officials say that's because they showed improvement in student achievement. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.